Hi everyone, Teresa Aker here from Success Diaries with Teresa Aker. It's my pleasure today to bring you Andrew Poletto. He's a fitness trainer, and I wanted him to bring all his ideas to you. So, welcome, Andrew.
Welcome. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to this. It should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it's always fun here. Absolutely, Andrew. I'm just
Great.
going to do a quick bio about you so everyone knows,
Sure.
and then we'll get into it, okay?
Fantastic.
So,
Yes.
give me a second here. And just 1 minute. Okay, so Andrew is a certified trainer, writer, speaker, entrepreneur, podcast host, son, brother, and uncle. Love that part. He started Top Fitness Strategies, which we can see in your background there. That's great. As he felt there was a void in the and let's in the let's just say older folks, I like that demographic for information and online help to improve their overall health and fitness. That's so important because we're all getting there, and you need it, right?
Yep.
Andrew's goal is keeping things simple and understandable. We deal with enough complications in life, we need more simple in our life. In short, he helps you look better, feel better, and gain confidence. Love it, Andrew. So let's
Thank
start
you.
there. Let's start with your story. How can we learn from you?
Oh, gee whiz. Well, way back, as most people our age, I mean, there's some athletic background in the past, whether high school, college, or what have you. Of course, I was an athlete back then, and like everybody else was. And after college, I wanted to continue to be the athlete that I was. And not that I was any good. I mean, I played baseball, ran cross country. Wasn't that good at it either, even though I thought I was the best person in the world. And after that, I started, going to the gym and lifting weights. Yeah, life happens. You get away from that, move, family issues, adult issues. All of a sudden, life gets in the way, and you get away from the gym. Well, I felt myself getting out of shape and blah, blah, blah. So I wanted to get back into it. So I started working out more, going to different gyms. And then when this whole internet craze thing started back in, mid 2000s, early 2000s, I said, yeah, I might as well get a website going. And I did not start doing things with the physical fitness and health stuff. It was just like you're doing. I interviewed anybody. And I'm not saying that you interview anybody. You have a
I
specific
do.
niche. But
I
my
want
thing,
the story.
okay. So I interviewed anybody I possibly can. Now, this was before Zoom. This is before any kind of platform, StreamYard, whatever platform you use. And before all that, I was doing it real crude with just laptop microphones, which at that time weren't the greatest. So a lot of the interviews I was doing did not sound well, and
Oh.
they definitely didn't look as crisp as they do now with people. A long time ago, this is 20 years ago. And I found myself getting more into the realm of the health and fitness folks, the more people I was interviewing. I actually had a website. I call it the Interview Series. Don't have it anymore. Don't know if somebody else picked it up or not. But I used an Interview Series / Fitness Edition, which was a long thing to type out. So, and my nephew helped me out with this because I also had the domain Top Fitness Strategies, but I didn't know how to implement the two or combine the two. And he just said one day, why don't you just do it? Now get rid of everything else. You just do topfitnessstrategies.com, which I do. And then I just started doing interviews through that, started doing video podcasts through with YouTube. And of course, the audio portion goes along with it. So I just started doing that, got my personal trainer's license, ISSA personal trainer license. I also have a license to, as I tease my mom, I say, I got a license to teach old folks now how to become healthy and fit. I got into the over 50 crowd. That's who I cater to. Because for me, around the
That's
age of
me.
40, around the age of 45 or so, and I'm in the 50s, later stages of the 50s, I'm an old man. Around 45 or so is when I felt like, okay, I was no longer the young athlete that I thought I used to be. And the more friends I started talking to, they were basically saying the same thing. Not at 40, but more 45 and 50. At 40, you're still invincible. At least I thought I was still invincible. I can tackle the world. I mean, that was when I was at my strongest as far as lifting weights in a gym.
Yeah.
So after 45, I said, you know what? There's a different market out here. And at 50, I said, there's really a different market, because everything I was seeing, and this is not a knock on anybody out there. I have a lot of friends who are in the industry. I've interviewed a lot of folks, well over 100 folks I've interviewed. The one market I did not see is just, and I don't want to say common sense fitness, because everyone will tell you they have common sense fitness, health and fitness, which I get. I understand that. But I wanted to do it just for the, not even the average person, but just a person who wanted to be a little bit better tomorrow than they were today. So I tell people all the time, if your goal in your health and fitness journey is to show off your body on stage, which is a fantastic goal, I don't care what age you are. And again, I have friends who do that. I have friends I've interviewed who do that in their 20s and also in their 50s and 60s. Fantastic goal. I don't train that way because I know that's not everybody's goal. And if that's not your goal, how am I going to train you if that's my goal for you, but that's not your goal for yourself? Does that make sense, how I'm phrasing that?
Of course. So first, you found a niche, and second, you found, so you're looking for what the viewers are looking for in their specific areas, and you found an area that makes sense in that field.
Mm-hmm.
And I would add that, yes, it does make sense, because now I don't want to be a bodybuilder, but I want to look good into my 70s and 80s.
Well, of course, everybody wants to have that six pack abs as we start working out. Everybody wants to have the lack of a better term, beach body, coming out of the water like a James Bond guy or a James Bond girl type guy coming out of the ocean. Everybody wants that, whether you're 20 or you're 80. Of course we want that. But not everybody's going to work to have that. So let's meet in the middle. What were you willing to work to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of body, like I just described, takes a lot of work and effort, and it's a great goal to have. But if you're not willing to put that kind of work and effort into it, don't feel like you're going to have it. So let's back it down a bit. What kind of work, what kind of effort are you willing to put into your health and fitness? There's where we come into the word that's coming to my mind is dichotomy, but I don't even know if I'm saying that right, if that's the right word or not. But let's figure out what time frame you have, what your ambitions are, and how much work you want to put into it, and go from there. I thought that was a market that wasn't really tapped that much in the, as I call it, the old folks' health and fitness, if that makes sense.
Oh, no, absolutely. I agree. I think it's great. One thing I want to ask you, because mm-hmm. you do touch base on it, for someone, so let's say you haven't worked out for a long time, mm-hmm. and now you're starting to think, oh boy, it's catching up to me, right? I know mm-hmm. a lot of people that they go, oh, Teresa, I just need to get this weight off, or I just want to feel better. Or I was at the doctor's and they said, I have to get this weight off. I have no mm-hmm. choice now. How do you direct that, Andrew? How do you start assisting a person? So do they come and say, okay, Andrew, I'm going to take your course, or I'm going to watch your videos? Where do you start, Andrew?
Well, that's usually where they start, because I have so much material out there.
Good.
What, some people really like it. Some people think I'm off my rocker. But, hey, that's a place where I'm coming from.
Yep.
I believe what I do is fantastic. As every trainer or anybody, whatever kind of field you're in, if you don't believe that your product or your advice or your tips or tricks or techniques, however you want to phrase it, is top notch, why are you doing it? Mine, I feel, is top notch for the level that I want to present it. So that's where you start. You start with whatever is out there for yourself. So if somebody comes to me, I'll talk to them. I like to have a little consult with them. And I got that from another friend of mine. Instead of doing a cookie cutter, you know, do this, 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 and this. Well, let's have a consult to see if your mindset is in the right place. Because if your doctor tells you you have to do it, but you really don't have the motivation to do it yourself, you're not going to do it. And I say that all the time. So once I figure out where that is, and once the other person's on board with it, then, okay, if you want to start with baby steps, we'll start with baby steps. If you want to go full-blown into something, we'll jump right into it. So I, to answer your question, it's really not a place where everyone starts here. It's somebody starts here, somebody starts there, somebody starts over here, somebody starts over there. If that makes it, and in my mind, this is all making sense. I don't
It
know if I'm
does.
relaying
No,
it
you're good. You're
properly.
doing great,
Okay.
Andrew. You're
Okay.
helping us out. I have a second question behind that one. So now
Sure.
it's January and this is my new goal and I'm going to take it on and I'm going to go to the gym or I'm going to work with Andrew. And then all of a sudden February comes along and I'm like, oh, this is it. So how do you help those people? That would be me too.
It's definitely a lifestyle change. And anytime you make a change, and let's use the human body. Your human body does not like rapid change. It likes
Agreed.
gradual change. All of a sudden, you go from not doing anything, let's say, and you're jumping in, doing the work. Man, the first week, you're feeling great about it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But after that, your body's saying, hey, whoa, 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 let's back up a second. Andrew, you didn't used to do this kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, you did it several times. I was tolerating it. Now I need to back off a little bit because I don't like this direction so rapidly. That's what your body's telling you.
Sure.
So your mind has to overcome your body. Your mind controls the body. So that's one of the things is mindset. So after the first couple of weeks, you say, I don't want to keep doing this. And it's easier to go back into the lifestyle you had. Well, if that's the case, then you have to decide to overcome it yourself at that point. Because your body's telling you one thing, your mind's telling you something else. Well, my doctor tells me this, or my husband or wife is telling me this, or my wife is going to the gym every day and she's looking fantastic. And here I'm eating bonbons, sitting on the couch watching MASH reruns or whatever.
Sure.
I said it because I watched MASH last night. There you go. So it has to come from within. The change that you're wanting has to come from within. And so if you can't make that commitment to yourself, there's no trainer on this planet is going to make that commitment for you. People can say all day long they'll motivate you. They'll do whatever to
Right.
motivate you. No, they can't. Me as an individual, I cannot motivate you, Teresa, as an individual. I can't do that. I can't physically lift your, excuse my language here, lift your butt off the couch. I can't do that. You got to do it
Nope.
yourself.
Yeah.
But once you do, that's where me as a trainer comes in. That's where anybody's a trainer comes in. Then we can start going this way. Somebody told me this phrase a long time ago, and not to get religious or anything, but they always said, God can't steer a parked car. A trainer can't train a person who doesn't want to move.
I agree.
Right? So until you start moving, I can't do anything. Once you start moving, sky's the limit then, baby. We're after it at that point. I don't know
Excellent.
if I'm answering your question or not. I'm just
Yeah, you
rambling
are.
on here.
Oh, no, you're doing a great
Okay.
job. No problem, Andrew. This is great. I have another one for you
Sure,
because the reason I had you on is because these are perhaps general questions, but
absolutely.
we all have, we've all had our moments where we research and what's good for us and what isn't. I hear a lot about resistance. As people get older, they should have resistance training, they should have weightlifting, they should do not necessarily hurting themselves, but would you generally say it's important for people to obviously cardio? I walk every day, I do my cardio, I do that. People do yoga, there's a lot of things, but then there's weights that I use. They're not heavy ones, they're just, weights to keep my body, my muscles sort of, have a bit of resistance. Is that something you would agree for our age group that they
Absolutely. The
Yeah, okay. So help us with that.
human body, and regardless if you're 18 years old or 88 years old, the human body is designed to move, to bend, to push, to pull, to walk, to stretch. It's designed for movement of some way, shape, or form. A lot of people don't do it like that. They sit at the desk all day, then they get home and sit on the couch all evening, which I understand. I used to be part of that group as well, did that as well. But resistance, going back to that, putting some sort of resistance on your muscle, whether it be walking, whether it be weightlifting, whether it be body weight exercise. I'm huge into body weight exercises. Whether that be yoga. There's a certain thing within the yoga frame, if you will, is called dynamic resistance, which you basically you're putting your own resistance on the movements that you do. So that is engaging the muscles. Now, I can sit here and do this all day. Am I engaging muscles? Yeah. Is it going to help me? That's debatable, but it's better than me not doing anything. But if I put a weight in my hand and start doing this, it's going to be great. Or if I physically tighten up my arm and pretend like I'm trying to push through the ceiling or back down, for those watching, you see what I'm doing. If you're just listening, sorry. You can't
He's
see
lifting
it.
his arms up. It's okay, Andrew. I got your back.
You can't see it. But you have to put some sort of resistance on your body. How much resistance? That depends on you. What do you want to do? If that
Sure.
makes sense. Yeah.
So it is important
Oh,
to do
absolutely.
this. Good, good. And those are things that I think generally we hear. We don't necessarily do it, but I do. And as I said, my weights aren't heavy, but I do like to use them. And I do feel a little, it does kind of trim you up and so forth. And again, I'm not doing the bodybuilding thing for those of you that are. I'm sure Andrew's here as well for you, but I'm certainly not going after the bodybuilding side. So
Right,
then
right,
I
right,
would
right.
and then I would look at our heart. Our heart is, pumping our blood and making our body work. And without it, it's going to be a little tricky. So
Right.
my question to you is, because you're a trainer, for cardio, I've heard a number of things. I've heard you should be jumping. I guess jumping is part of it, and I don't know how true that is. Walking, running, swimming, all of these things. What would you recommend as general, not necessarily, and you're obviously going to do consultations, but generally, what would you say for your heart is important?
Well, that's almost a trick question because,
Oh, okay.
well, and I'm not saying it in a negative way. It's a great question, but it's almost a trick question because my philosophy is move your body some way, shape, or form. If all you can do is get up off the couch and walk around your house two or three times, then do it. If you can go out and run a marathon, then do it. If you can have a 3-hour weight session and be full of sweat when you leave, do it. Again, I don't care if you're 18 or 88 years old. If that's all you can do, do it. But moving your body is the huge part. Now, whether you want to link cardio in with resistance training and bodybuilding, you can lump all those in together because my philosophy is if you do it correctly, the cardio is built in already when you do any kind of weight training or resistance training, we'll call it. Cardio is already built in. But that's not saying that you shouldn't go for a walk. Like you go for a walk.
I
My
do.
mother, she's mid-80s, she goes for walks every day.
Oh,
She
good.
walks 2 miles every day, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I joke around with her because she also goes to work out with her old lady group, as I call them.
I
And
love
because
it. Kudos to mom.
they I know all of her friends and everything else, and I always tease them because sometimes they come over for coffee and stuff of that sort. And I always tease them. I say, "You need me in there as a trainer one day." I'll say, "Move your ass, Granny. Let's go." And then
I love
they
it.
say, "We'll see if you do that with us." They tell me, "Yeah." So
Yeah,
I always
that's
joke around with them. But hey, they're out there moving, whether it's with weights or whether it's something called boogie chair that like they like to do. They do a whole workout sitting on a chair.
okay.
But they work out. They move their bodies in some way, shape, or form. So the resistance training, if done correctly, is cardio would be built into it as well. If,
Okay,
hope.
good. So let me add then one more element.
Sure, sure,
How
sure.
much working out you do and how much things you do. I believe it's my opinion, you're a trainer, eating properly is number one. You have to still eat properly.
Oh,
So
absolutely.
if you eat hamburgers every day and French fries and gravy and poutines, all of that all sounds delish, but at some point it's going to catch up to you, even if you work out. Is that correct or no? It's just
Well,
my
yeah,
opinion.
of course. Here's my philosophy. As adults, kids, different stories. I don't know about you, but when I was 18 to
Oh,
30 years old, I could eat anything I want and not gain a
me
pound.
too. Spaghetti. I love spaghetti. It was a thing.
I can eat four pizzas in one night and be ready to rock and roll the next
Yeah,
morning. No
yeah.
problem. All right. So yeah, we all did that.
Can't do it anymore. And the heartburn. Oh my, the heartburn now.
Yeah. But my philosophy is as adults, and I hope I'm going to say this correctly. I used to say it this way. I used to say, we know what we shouldn't, we know as adults, we know what we should eat to be healthy. I say, no. And somebody corrected me with that once. I'm like, you know what? I thought about that for a while and they were right. As adults, we know what we shouldn't eat. We know what's unhealthy. We know eating pizza every night is not healthy.
Of
We know drinking
course.
beer is not healthy. We
Of
know
course.
drinking whiskey. I say that because I have another podcast that drink whiskey, and it's a whole different story, but there you
Oh, okay.
go. Go figure. Well, we know that stuff isn't healthy for us. So if we know it's not healthy, why do we keep eating it? I'm not saying to switch and find all the good stuff to eat that's readily available out there. And I'm also not saying eat salad and be a rabbit. I'm not saying that either. Cut back on the good stuff and come back on the bad stuff, excuse me, and throw in what you know to be good in there. I'm not a calorie counter, never have been, can't stand counting calories. I have other friends who I've interviewed, hopefully they'll watch this and agree, they love counting calories. I can't stand it. I can't stand doing a meal prep. Nothing wrong with it, just not my personality. Right. So what I tell people, drink more water, cut back on salt, cut back on sugar,
right?
Get more sleep. You do those four things and be aware of it, be conscious of it, you'll be surprised what would happen. Couple that with cutting back on the bad stuff.
Okay.
Replace it with something. Instead of getting that diet soda, replace it with a cup of water.
Right.
First of all, it's cheaper if you go out to eat. And second of all, it's healthier for you.
Sure, sure.
If you are the person that reaches for the salt shaker before you taste any of your food, cut it out.
Oh, say, well, okay. Andrew, that's a good point. A lot of people do that, don't they, Andrew?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I said, cut it out. If the first thing you have to do is reach for the salt, then don't complain that you have any kind of heart issues. Don't complain about anything. Taste your food first. Yeah, it's going to be bland. Why? Because I described earlier, your body's going to say, hey, dude, hey, whoa, what about all the salt you've been giving me that I really like? And your body's going to have the resistance. But if you know that's the healthy route, go for it. Yes, you'll be uncomfortable at first. Yes, of course you will. Give it a week, give it 2 weeks. You'll be surprised at the changes you'll have. But you have to be able to handle the, it's not negative, but handle the reverse effect. If your body's up here because of the flavors, and all of a sudden you cut back on the flavors, it's going to resist that. But eventually it's going to come back down here. And, oh wow, okay, yeah, the flavors are there. I equate it to, and I don't know if you've heard this or not, but I have several friends who used to be smokers in the past.
Yep.
And they quit smoking. And right away they go through all kinds of cravings. And it could be drinking, it could be smoking, it could be soda pop, it could be chocolate, whatever.
Right,
but I just
right.
remember a couple of friends did this with their smoking habits.
Right.
They cut out smoking. It was hell for the first week or so. Mm-hmm. Then it started getting better. After the third, fourth week, I remember one guy specifically told me, he says, you know what? I can taste my food. Food
yes,
is delicious.
Exactly.
I quit smoking, and all of a sudden the food tastes differently. It tastes delicious because his body, and I hope I'm explaining this right. The body is used to everything being up here with the smoking. All of a sudden you come down here, the body's still wanting this up there. But if you're strong enough mentally to say, you know what, I got to keep doing this, the body's going to come back and it's going to level out and say, oh, okay, now the body, my body's like, oh, yeah, okay, everything's leveling out and I can taste things again.
And get used to it.
So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I feel like I'm rambling on here. I don't know if I'm answering your questions or not.
Great. In fact, I was going to circle back. I want to talk about top fitness strategies. We want to talk about that. Let's talk about your podcast, where people can find you. You've answered everything. You've been great.
Okay. Thank you. Topfitnessstrategies.com. You can find me on most social media platforms, either with Andrew Paletto or Top Fitness Strategies, most social media platforms. Have a YouTube video podcast, Top Fitness Strategies. Right now, it's 700 plus videos on there. I talk about all common sense stuff. Again, going back to what I feel is common sense for us old folks. I'm not on there. I'm not lifting weights or showing you how to do this exercise or do that exercise. I'm just talking like a podcast, like we're doing here, giving you information. Such as that. I also have I've written several ebooks. I have one on my website, Top Fitness Strategies. It's yours free. Go over and take it out. It's
sent me a wonderful bio of all your information, Andrew. I'm going to have that all out here for all of the viewers. Just, you know, so no worries. We're going to have all of that out there. We're going to have your podcast, your company, everything that you have. We'll put that out there. But the next thing I have for you, Andrew, is let's say someone wanted to reach out right now. What's the best place to get you?
Topfitnessstrategies.com.
Okay.
So or the YouTube, Top Fitness Strategies.
Perfect.
Again, you type in the search bar, Top Fitness Strategies, or type my name in there. You're going to find it. Absolutely, you'll find it. And perfect. YouTube, Rumble, Facebook. You know, I don't do much of as of right now. We still have the TikTok. I have never been on TikTok, and I'm not on TikTok. Sorry about that. So if you're looking for me there, you're not going to find it.
No problem.
But most social media platforms, I'm there, and video platforms, I'm there as well.
We'll make sure all of this is up there too, and you'll be on
Thank
all
you.
mine as well. So we'll do that for you. Everyone, you've been talking to Andrew Paletto. He's just been wonderful answering all the questions for us. Thank you, Andrew. I have
Thank
another
you.
question. Will you come back and visit us again?
Anytime. I love doing this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
If anybody knows me, they know I'm a camera hound. I love being in front of the camera and talking. That's what I do. That's what I like doing.
Wonderful. I am happy because this was great. Thank you, Andrew. So for everyone else, this is Teresa Aker from Success Diaries with Teresa Aker. Subscribe to Andrew's podcast and all his social media. It helps him bring content. Subscribe to mine too, and that would be really nice of you all. I want you to all have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all soon. Thank you again. Bye-bye.